Good morning. May is National Moving Month, and with us this morning is Scott Michael, President and CEO of American Moving and Storage Association. Good morning, Scott. How are you doing?
I'm doing great, Norman. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, May is National Moving Month. Do people move more locally or nationally?
More people are moving locally within their communities. That tends to be where most people are moving. You do see some folks that that decide to move across the state to a different community, and then a smaller percentage that go long distance across state lines. But the local moving is really the largest market that that we see.
Now, the American Moving and Storage Association is teaming up with the Better Business Bureau to warn people about moving scams. Why did y'all decide to do this?
We've had some reports of customers that have had problems with a company that they've selected for their move, and we wanted to make sure that everybody is as educated as possible so that they have the best moving experience that they can. We think there's some good tips on our moving.org website to help consumers identify who a reputable mover is, a professional or pro mover, as we call them, and that way they can avoid having any kind of these problems occur in their particular move. We've seen some reports of companies that are just on the internet and have a website but don't really have a physical location where they do the moves from. They just pretend to actually be a company and then show up maybe with a truck that's all beaten down and not going to protect their shipment from the elements. We've seen cases where these guys will offer a price that is just too good to be true to lure people in to use their services, and then once they have all of your things loaded on their truck, then they increase the price to a whole lot more and basically hold your shipment hostage. These are just practices that are not legal and shouldn't happen, so we want to help make sure that consumers are on the lookout and doing their research to check out who the company is that they're using. Make sure that they're using a pro mover to do their move.
Now, what are some of the red flags to look for when you are talking with a company?
If you have someone that doesn't have a physical address, if it's just a P.O. box, or they're kind of evasive about where they're located, that's certainly a red flag. We've seen some that look for a cash deposit up front that's pretty large. That should certainly be a concern for you if the mover's asking for a lot of money up front. Most of the time they'll collect at delivery. And the other, the other challenge is certainly if they're not willing to come to your home to give you an in-person estimate where they can see all the things that are going to be moved, see any obstacles that they might run across doing the move, like low-hanging tree branches or something. If they're not willing to come to your home and meet with you in person ahead of time, that's also a red flag. They should give you the estimate in writing. They should give you information about what to expect and paperwork and so forth.
How important is it to get everything in writing?
You really need to have everything documented so that you can know what the movers, what services they're going to provide, what they're going to charge, and any type of transaction, you want to have documented in writing what's going to be involved in that.
You mentioned about, if the mover holds your item hostage, in a case like that, what can you do?
Well, if it's a long-distance move, the federal government has a protectyourmove.gov website where they deal with complaints on long-distance moves and hostage situations. If it's a local situation, you need to talk with the North Carolina authorities and see what they can do to help. There's, as we mentioned, most of the moves are local situations, and so they're subject to the rules in your state. And the state of North Carolina is pretty active in terms of regulating movers, and they should do a good job of making sure that you're protected if there's anything goes wrong with that.
Now, if you do get a quote, how's the best way to check to see if it's a good quote? How many quotes should you get?
We recommend that you get at least 3 written estimates from in-home visits with different moving companies. These estimates should be free. They shouldn't charge you for coming and giving you an estimate. And at least 3 is a good rule of thumb as far as how many to have. And to check out the moving company, do some research. Go to our website, which is moving.org. See if the company is one of our pro movers that's listed there. Check with the Better Business Bureau. We mentioned our partnership with them. Check and see what kind of rating the company has with them or other rating services like that.
What should you look for in a moving company?
You want to make sure it's a company that's a professional mover, that's going to do a good job, that's going to take care of your most precious possessions. You want to have a company that knows what they're doing, has good, well-trained crews. We have training programs that we run through our organization to help movers get more educated about the different moving process, how to be a better packer, how to load shipments. Things like that are ways to help make sure that the moving company knows what they're doing when they come to your home to do the job.
Now, where can you find about moving companies, you know, who are committed to honest and ethical business practices and see if, you know, if they've had any complaints?
The best place to start is our moving.org website. We have a lot of moving tips there where you can do research on companies and things that you should do to prepare for your move. We do have a list of our pro movers on the website. You can search by your location or by the name of the company. If you know their license number, you can search by that as well. So just to verify that they're a member of the American Moving and Storage Association, to verify that they're one of our pro movers, we've designated some of our companies as pro movers, the best of the best. You can also look with the state and see if they have a state license. And I mentioned the Protect Your Move website if it's a long-distance move to see what kinds of – they have a complaint database there as well for long-distance moves.
How important is it to know your rights?
You absolutely need to know your rights in any kind of important business transaction, and moving is no different. You want to know what the movers are allowed to do. For instance, there's a law if it's a long-distance move that they can't increase the price by more than 10% if – there's some kind of additional charges that they try and impose on you. You need to know those kinds of rules so that you can tell if there's a problem and not be taken advantage of.
Where are the best places to look for more information on moving?
Our moving.org website is really the best place to start. We just revised that. We've got a new video up there that gives moving tips and lots of different things to think about as you're preparing for your move. We have brochures that we send out free of charge to consumers if they want to learn more about moving with pets or moving with plants or electronics or things just to prepare for your move. There's a lot of good information on the moving.org website.
Thank you, Scott, for being on this morning. We hope that you'll come back and be on again.
I'd love to do it. Thank you much.